Skies are cloudy across interior New York and New England. There are some light rain and snow showers across the region. The precipitation is associated with a weak cold front that extends from the Gulf of Maine through the Hudson Valley and off to the south and west into the Ohio Valley. Today, a low-pressure wave will ride up and along this front from Cincinnati to Pittsburgh. This will produce steadier precipitation as we get into the afternoon hours, roughly from I-90 and points north. Initially, except for the higher terrain, we can expect plain rain. But with colder air flowing in from the north, we'll see a transition to sleet and snow, and possibly even some freezing rain by evening. This will make travel difficult for the evening commute in these areas. Snow and sleet accumulations will be about 1 to 2 inches, with a few locations getting a bit more during the day, with temperatures dropping through the 30s. To the south of the front, in the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England, we'll have partly sunny skies with just a few light rain showers today. Highs in these locations will range from the upper 30s and in the 40s to even around the 50-degree mark, where we see more sunshine closer to the coast. Overnight tonight, the storm will slice right through the region, and its center will be located near Portland, Maine by sunrise on Tuesday. Along and to the north of its track, snow will fall heavily at times in the western Mohawk Valley, Adirondacks, Champlain Valley, and central and northern Vermont. Right along the storm track, along the I-88 corridor through the Greater Capital District and central New England, we can expect rain this evening, transitioning to sleet and some freezing rain late at night, and then snow on the tail end by sunrise. In these locations, there could be some minor ice buildup overnight with a coating of snow as temperatures drop. In the southern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley and southern New England, we could expect mostly rain overnight with some mixed precipitation on the tail end. Overnight lows will be in the 20s and lower 30s. As the storm pulls away on Tuesday, snow and mixed precipitation will end in the morning and the wind will become gusty. Highs will only be in the lower 30s. Things will quiet down for the rest of the week. On Wednesday, we'll go back to sunshine, but only in the 20s, unseasonably cold. Thursday, mostly cloudy with another front coming through, only making it back to 32. A partly sunny back into the lower 40s on Friday with high pressure building in. And right now for the upcoming weekend, that high looks to keep it dry with plenty of sunshine and highs staying below normal in the 30s Saturday to near 40 on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the second Arctic intrusion in less than a week is now arriving across the plains and Midwest with a pronounced cold front quickly dropping southeastward along and east of the Rockies. This episode of cold weather is associated with an unseasonably strong high pressure system, which is close to some monthly pressure records for November. By this evening, the front is expected to reach northern Mexico and the Appalachians with an abrupt drop in temperatures behind it, leading to some impressive 24-hour temperature changes on the order of about 30 to 40 degrees. It'll feel more like the middle of January for the beginning of the week, with the numerous record low temperatures likely from Texas to the Great Lakes. Meanwhile, snow is expected for much of Montana and the western Dakotas due to upslope flow behind the front, along with a round of upper-level energy. Winter weather advisories and some winter storm warnings are in effect, mainly for central and eastern Montana, where snowfall totals will be in the 4 to 8-inch range. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the upper 50s, Boston cloudy with a chance of showers in the upper 40s, and in Buffalo cloudy and breezy with snow 1 to 3 inches with highs in the lower 30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 50 degrees, the average low, 33. The record high 70 set in 2002, and the record low 15 in 1956. Sunrise this morning was at 6:42 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:36 p.m., 9 hours and 54 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with light snow today, possibly mixed with rain closer to Glens Falls, with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Snow, sleet, and possibly some freezing rain tonight, with lows in the lower to mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy today with highs in the upper 40s to around 50. Cloudy with rain showers moving in tonight, lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks. Cloudy with rain changing to snow from I-90 north today. Rain showers to the south with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Snow tonight, rain changing to snow in the Catskills and lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Cloudy with rain tonight mixing with sleet, freezing rain and snow by morning with lows in the upper 20s to around 30. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with rain showers and some snow showers today and highs in the upper 30s to around 40. Cloudy with rain tonight mixing with sleet, freezing rain, and snow by morning with lows in the upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, any mixed precipitation transitioning to all snow before ending, becoming windy with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly sunny in the 20s on Wednesday. Mostly cloudy, lower 30s on Thursday. Partly sunny, lower 40s on Friday. And mostly sunny over the weekend, lower 30s Saturday, near 40 on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.